from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, a new wildfire has burned through 400 acres in South Jersey. What's dubbed the Mines Sprung Wildfire in Burlington County is about 25% contained as of late this afternoon. No structures are threatened. Some campgrounds were evacuated and some roads closed as a precaution. Federal officials are offering a $10,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of the four detainees who escaped from the privately run ICE detention center in Newark. At a news conference today, U.S. Senator Andy Kim says the detainees broke through drywall and took off.
We are going to now go and try to get full confirmation from ICE, from DHS headquarters, about what is the future of this facility and whether or not they are going to shut it down.
The Democratic senator says detainees have complained about conditions and treatment at the center. A press release from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security counters that, saying there's been no widespread unrest at Delaney Hall. All four men had been arrested separately this year and charged at the municipal level, two with aggravated assault and two with burglary and related offenses. And the average age of first-time mothers in the U.S. is increasing. According to a new report from the CDC, from 2016 to 2023, the mean age of mothers at first birth rose from 26.6 years of age to 27.5. Findings follow a years-long trend as women and men are waiting longer to have children. Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report. Stocks dropped to end the week. Oil prices were also spiking today based on worries over escalating violence following Israel's attack on Iranian nuclear and military targets, wondering if they could damage the flow of crude around the world along with the global economy. Iran is one of the world's major producers of oil. Escalated fighting could limit its flow. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 770 points at 42,197. Got a leaky faucet, electrical issue, or AC problem? Guaranteed Service, the premier home service company in New Jersey, is here 24/7. Get $50 off any repair, no trip charge. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com. And J1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Cooler temps for the weekend. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey, fast traffic in one.
New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather. Clouds and cool temperatures may be the bigger problem this weekend over rain. It's going to feel like typical April weather, so much for a nice, warm, summer-like Father's Day weekend, huh? Rain is going to roll in late this evening with lows in the lower 60s, and then tomorrow only in the mid-60s. Thermometers go nowhere. Tomorrow morning's going to be wet with scattered rain continuing. Tomorrow afternoon trends drier, just some lingering showers around. And Sunday, it'll just be a few spot showers around throughout the day, hit or miss stuff. Still overcast in the upper 60s. One more blah unsettled day on Monday with a continuing chance of rain and highs again in the upper 60s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Point Pleasant 72, Camden 79, Piscataway 77. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather is brought to you by Wind Creek Bethlehem. Skip the summer traffic. In just 90 minutes, you could be enjoying a beautiful hotel room, delicious dining, a luxury spa, and the hottest slot all at Wind Creek Bethlehem. Plan your getaway at windcreekbethlehem.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.